I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The Marquette City Commission is holding a work session and a regular meeting later today. The work session and a portion of the meeting will have to do with an update concerning the Cliff Dow property renovation and reuse project. We found out more about what's going to be talked about tonight from Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
Tonight's work session and presentation is by our attorney who's been representing us through this process for close to, almost 8 years now. And as you're probably aware, the Cliffsdale is a contaminated site. We've been working with the DEQ to try to mitigate that contamination. Every year or so, we give an update to the commission. And I guess I'm happy to report that we're getting close to taking care of the contamination on that property.
And that would allow it then to be developed and do some things that I know it's kind of been on hold with that because of the status of that, the quality of the ground.
That's correct. Over the years, we've taken some steps to remove contaminated soil, along with some natural processes that are in place to try to deal with that contamination. And we're hoping to get to a situation soon where the DEQ will release us of that responsibility.
Are there any projects in the works? Have there been things talked about as potential uses of that property?
Well, nothing serious. We did have an offer to purchase that property several months ago, and if you recall, the commission rejected the offer at the time. We do have a plan in place to relocate Lakeshore Boulevard that would have to fit into any development that we do or would like to see happen there. So right now we're in the process of putting together an RFP process, which is a kind of giving the commission the chance to let me know or the city administration know what they would like to see there.
How far or how well along is it coming right now? I mean, you said it's getting closer, so it looks like good progress.
Yes. We're not released yet, but the most recent reports, and I think what you'll hear tonight from the attorney will be positive, and that we're just it's kind of a process, so we're getting closer with each one of these reports.
And there is a work session on this topic at 4:30 today, then that during the regular meeting, that'll be at 6 o'clock this evening at Commission Chambers in Marquette. A couple of other items as we're talking with Mike Angeli, City Manager, on the agenda, including some discussions of some upgrades to audio equipment in the chambers. I know that that's kind of due for some because I know you and I have even talked about this,
yes,
about some of the mics and things in there in terms of hearing what the commissioners have to say during the meetings. That's going to get awarded, it sounds like, tonight.
Yeah, we've got a new mic system or microphone system being placed in the commission chambers. And that what's unique about this system is that when a commissioner, for example, forgets to turn on a microphone at the dais, the technician in the control room will turn it on,
okay,
and off, and also the volume. So
it's easier to hear what's being said.
It should improve things a lot.
And some property discussions also under new business tonight, including a discussion about a purchase request for city-owned property that is in the downtown. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, the Viridia Group has approached the administration to negotiate the sale of a parking lot, which is on the southeast corner of Main and 3rd Street in downtown Marquette. It's kind of right behind Joe's Gym. It's about 3/4 of an acre or almost an acre worth of property. They have an interest of constructing an office building there. This particular action will, if approved, will allow me to negotiate that sale. It doesn't approve the sale. If I do have successful negotiations, then I would bring that actual sale back to the commission for approval.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.